Because negotiations in Washington have broken down, these and millions of other workers will not have access to the federal pandemic unemployment compensation, which had given laid-off Americans an additional weekly $600 but expired in July. Evictions, which have been temporarily paused for most people financially affected by the virus, will kick off again in the dead of winter. The Paycheck Protection Program, which administered millions of loans to small businesses, also stopped taking applications on August 8th, leaving many firms that have exhausted their savings in limbo. And it goes without saying that the $1,200 stimulus checks many Americans received in April are, for the most part, long gone. Washington's inability to close a deal stems partly from the fact that the economic crisis has mostly spared the wealthiest Americans, including those who serve in Congress and their associates, says Michelle Evermore, a senior policy analyst at the National Employment Law Project. They actually don't know anybody who's struggling, she says. People who serve in Congress don't tend to have a lot of broke friends. That's the sense that Riley is getting back home in Denver, too. Our well-being is in the hands of other human beings who are wealthy, she says, and who have these safety measures and safety nets we just don't have.